Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, people. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast, known also as the Over 40 Shred Podcast. I'm your host, Funk Roberts. This is the maiden voyage, the very first of many podcasts dedicated to men over 40, dedicated to creating over 40 alphas, dedicated to making men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond the best they can be, making us become men, because frankly we've become pussies in the last 10 15 20 30 years, you know, 20 years maybe, not 30. I'm 49 years old. My name is Funk Roberts, and who am I? First of all, who am I? Before I get into that statement, who am I to tell you that you have become a pussy? Who am I to tell you that you're not man enough? Who the hell am I? Well, I'm Funk Roberts. I'm a 49-year-old former professional athlete turned certified trainer, MMA conditioning coach, co-author of an Amazon best-selling novel. Not novel, just book. Featured on ABC, NBC, CBS. Have over 1.5 million followers all over the world. Fighters, fitness folks, trainers follow me and use my programs. I've created a certification for trainers. I fought in Thailand, Muay Thai. I teach. And I'm all online. So if you go to YouTube and put Funk Robertson, you'll see 1,000 videos, workouts for everyone. But right now, I've totally changed my niche. Before, I was really focused on fighters and, you know, fitness and metabolic training, HIIT training. But I changed because I'm 49 years old. And I can't do the things I used to be able to do when I was in my 20s, 30s. And even, well, yeah, 20s and 30s. I couldn't. That's the key word, I couldn't. So I started to try to figure out what's going on with me. When I turned 40, it was like, what's going on with me? Why do I feel this way? Why do I feel like I have low energy? Why do I feel like I can't get any results in the gym? Why do I feel like I've got these mood swings? Why am I drinking more? Why am I feeling depressed? Why is my metabolism slowing down? You know, why can't I get rid of this belly? Why can't I build muscle? Why am I so puffy? Shit, I'm a fitness expert. Why the hell am I big and puffy? 215 pounds, 5'11" on a good day. You know, why do my joints ache? Why am I getting all these little stupid injuries? What's happening to me where a year ago, 2 years ago, although I could feel, you know, I could feel a slowdown. I could feel that recovery. I wasn't able to recover, you know, between workouts as fast. Or the big thing at that time in my mid-30s was, you know, I'd go out drinking, partying. And before, when I was in my 20s, I could drink and party and, you know, go on the next day and play a beach volleyball tournament. I used to be a professional beach volleyball player. So I could play beach volleyball, no problem. You know, play in the finals and win. You know, recovery was like that. And then, you know, as I reached my mid-30s, it became true that, you know, recovery became 2 days and 3 days. You know, I was feeling things 3 days. Even in my late 20s, you know, I was feeling when I in my early 20s, I was able to, like I said, you know, beach volleyball, I'm all over the place right now, but everything will come to a head. Beach volleyball is back then anyway. Again, I'm 49, so we're talking 20 years ago. 29 years ago. Very social sport. It probably still is, but you know, more money's, you can make more money now. So the social aspect of it, when you're playing at a high level, is less and less. So, but back then, it was definitely a big part of it. You know, you would go to the tournament, party on the Friday, meet the fans, party on the Saturday with the fans, party on the Sunday with whatever fans are there or celebrating your win or what have you. And so for me, you know, back then I was able to do that, you know, 19, I think 21 was one of my best years, you know, I think I was top 4 in Canada at that time, during the Labatt's Pro Tour, the very first one that we had, with great success that year. I was very, very young. And, you know, I could go out and, you know, next day be able to, you know, play again. Usually tournaments are 2 days. So over the span of 2 days, you'd play, you know, depending on how well you did at the beginning or how bad you did, because it was double elimination, you would, you may play 10, 15 matches, depending. You know, I've been in some tournaments where I have to play like 9 matches in one day because you lose the first match and there's 64 teams in the tournament. Anyway, so what I realized is, you know, I back then anyway, I could go out and drink and, you know, party and enjoy the fruits of my labor and still be able to train and not worry. I could eat whatever I wanted. I played indoor volleyball too. So it was just like in your late teens, early 20s, man, you're unstoppable, especially if you're athletic and if you're, you know, you're working out and like your gains are quick and your muscles are huge and, you know, you're just enjoying life. You know, your testosterone levels are high as a kite and chicks are all over and you're just enjoying life, man, you know. And as a professional athlete at that time, I was enjoying life to the fullest. And so as I started to age, you know, getting into my mid-20s, it wasn't as easy to get away with. You could still get away with eating whatever you want and pretty much, you know, train. And you could still get away with going out. But I realized that if I was to go out on a Thursday night, it would affect me on Saturday. It started to affect my, I had no energy on Saturday. Friday I was fine, but Saturday I'd have no energy. It would just hit me and I was like, wow, I think I could have stopped going out on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and take this a little bit more serious. So in my later 20s, like 26, 27, I did just that. I and more money was involved. So I made it the decision to treat it more like a professional, like a profession. Like, you know, I'm going to work early, training, go back in the afternoon, train, maybe at night train, you know, go to the gym, strength and conditioning, plyometrics, you know, eating right, eating well, not partying, only partying, you know, the Sunday after the tournament because I want to do well. I want it to be the best. So you take, you know, once you make that decision, you got to change your lifestyle, even in your 20s, you know, even in your 20s when you could get away with it more. Anyway, so I retired in my 30s, through 29, I think 30 is when I retired from beach volleyball. So I was very young, you know, 30s is when you're starting to peak in any, really in any sport. That's when you're mentally, you're right there. You know, I find that every sport that I've played, it's 80% mental. You know, there's the difference between, you know, a guy with, you know, mental toughness and mental strength, and good skills, and a guy who has no mental strength whatsoever and amazing skills, you could break that person no problem. I've done it many times. You can mentally break that person and you just see them go into the tank. I've seen it happen many times and I've actually done it many times. Guys who were better than me. I had no reason even, you know, playing on the same court. But once you break them, it's like, oh God, here we go. And I can see it. That's one thing I was blessed with, was mental toughness, to be able to achieve that. And, you know, when I was a kid, my coach used to teach us visualization. And so like 14 years old, you're lying on the ground, visualizing yourself being like perfect. And I used to do that since we were 14, 15 years old. And, you know, just that type of mindset stuff was taught to me very early. So I was able to tap into that in all aspects of life, not just sports, but just in general, like in the work environment. I was able to really tap into that and always achieve greatness in the work. Wherever I worked, I tried to always be the best, tried to be management, you know, like always striving to be the best. That's kind of like what was instilled in me, probably from my parents, seeing the way they worked hard, you know, two jobs. You know, my mom worked hard and she played tennis and badminton and, you know, just incredible. Dad too, they were both very athletic. So as I started to age, and I'm getting to the story, kind of dove back into, you know, my life, just so you guys can see my journey. I was always interested in bodybuilding, actually. So I was always jacked. I was like that jacked beach volleyball player, because beach volleyball, you're supposed to be tall and skinny, and I was short and jacked. But, you know, like I said, I did all that extra work that you need to do when you're not physically gifted for the sport, right? I was gifted, like, you know, I had good genes, but for the sport of beach volleyball, I wasn't 6'5", right? So I needed to, you know, do plyometrics and train in the off season, put a program together that worked very well for me. And, you know, just really, really work hard at my shortcomings, no pun intended, my shortcomings. So as I turned 30, you know, I had a kid, two kids, and, you know, life hits you and you gotta, you know, no more beach volleyball. You gotta do the 9-to-5 and you gotta do the 9-to-5 grind. And so I did the 9-to-5 grind. I worked at Dell Computers, actually. That was my first job after beach volleyball. I mean, I had all kinds of jobs, man, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's door to door, freaking shoe store, telemarketing, all kinds of stuff. But this was my first true, like 9-to-5 sitting down. Or was it my first true 9-to-5? No. I worked at the aphasia center before that with people who have aphasia, which is a language disorder after you have a stroke or a head injury. So that's neurology. So I worked there for a long time and really helped, had a little piece in helping shape a PhD project that would help people who had aphasia, their family, and professionals actually communicate. Because when you have aphasia, you know what you want to say, but you can't say it. So you'd be like, and I'm sure a lot of you guys who are listening to this right now would have someone, or maybe it's happened to you, but you've had someone in your life who's had a stroke or a severe head injury. And one of the things that happens is like they lose the feeling and they lose the use of their right side, right? Because that's where the stroke, that may be where the stroke would be. And then their communication is gone. So like they know what they want to say. They know exactly what you're saying, but they can't say it. So it'd be like, hey, Mark, what is your name? And I would say my name is Funk, or Mark. Mark's my real name, but Funk. And then I would say, ah. But I know exactly what I'm saying. And then you would be like, what? And I'd be saying, ah. You'd be like, what? Ah. Both people get frustrated, right? So what we did was I worked with Ora Kagan to create, she created this, communication protocol that people would go, you would, you know, use sign language, not sign language, but you'd use your hands, you would use writing stuff down, and you would use a picture book so that when you're communicating with somebody, you could communicate with them using, you know, pointing to pictures, writing things down, yes or no, you know, using your gestures, and that together you could have a unbelievable conversation. So we worked at the aphasia center where people with aphasia would come and we would programs and, you know, sit at tables and, you know, talk, and using these communication tools, it was incredible, you know, really empowered them. And it really saved a lot of families, because now it's very frustrating for someone to try to understand what someone's saying. Like just imagine your wife, you know, had a stroke and she's like, you know, a doctor or an orator or some, you know, teacher or something, someone who can really speak and communicate really, really well. And then all of a sudden she has a stroke and you're just like, she can't talk, but she can understand what you're saying. that's frustrating for her, frustrating for you, frustrating for the doctors. So she created this whole system, protocol, that's incredible. To this day, it's still being used. And I could sit down and have a conversation with the person with the most severe aphasia and find out the whole life story just by sitting with them with all these tools. So it's incredible. Anyways, that's what I did before. And then I played beach. Then I played beach volleyball full time, and then back to Dell Computers. Anyway, so I've been doing the 9 to 5. You guys know what the grind is, man. It's a 9 to 5 grind. You get up in the morning early. You gotta, you know, you try to get that coffee in. You gotta drive in traffic. You get to work. You sit down at your desk. You know, you're freaking doing whatever work it is, whatever you're doing. For me, it was answering phones, selling computers, building them right on the phone. You know, you go to lunch with all your coworkers. You grab whatever it is, someone's birthday, you come in with donuts, you know, you got a meeting, they've got muffins and donuts and shit, they meet bagels and all kinds of crap. You know, then maybe after work you may go out for drinks sometimes, or you got to go back home, and then you got to, if you have a family, you got to drive your kid here, and, you know, you got to take your wife here, and you know the grind, man. It's the 9 to 5 grind that you do in your 30s when you're trying to make a living. Right, you're trying to make a living. You're trying, okay, I went to school, and this is what I went to school for, but I'm not doing what I went to school for, so this is what I'm doing. Right, I'm taking a job. I'm trying to move up in the corporate ladder. You know, I want to be management. So, you know, and hey, you may love it. You may love it, or you may just be, this is just a job, which is bullshit. Obviously, when it's just a job, it's paying the bills. Like, fuck, the last thing you want to do is some job that's just paying the bills. Shoot me in the face, man. I know how it is. Oh, yeah, I'm just doing this because it pays the bills. Oh, especially in your 40s and 50s, if you're doing a job, it's like, yeah, it just pays the bills. Anyways, that's a whole other story. It's time to fucking find something you're passionate about and get to work. Right, get to work now. If you have a pension or something, that's fine. But you know, or you can make that job. You can make that job that's just paying the bills into like, okay, I'm going to do something more in this job, or I'm going to do something more outside of the job that doesn't make this just paying the bills. You know, it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do something that makes me happy. Not do something that I'm just doing because it's paying the bills so I can, you know, put my kids through school. And you don't want to live a life where you're just, you know, you're a slave to your job, which is not what you value. You know, if you value your kids, you value your wife, you know, you value material things, whatever it is, you know, you want to be passionate about what you're doing so that you're happy when you come home from work, not like, oh, I'm tired and I got the grind and I'm just always, you're always complaining about your boss and your fucking co-workers and all this bullshit. But that's what you're putting yourself in. You know, you're putting yourself there. You're there. And you're like, oh, well, I got to pay the bills. Someone's got to pay the bills. Yeah, but, you know, change up your life, man. You got to pay the bills, but, you know, do something that's you're passionate about. And, you know, it's easy to say. Well, I will tell you why it's easy for me to say, because I did just that. You know, I had to pay the bills. I had to, you know, pay mortgage. But I also wasn't happy where, well, I wasn't doing what I was passionate about. Anyways, but we'll get to that in a second. So, you know, during my 30s, my goal was just, you know, I during your 30s, you're this is when you're kind of like, okay, now I'm kind of settling into my 9 to 5 grind, my corporate job. This is back then, right? Because doing stuff online and all that stuff, that wasn't even talked about. You know, you didn't really do that. Like, the opportunities to reach the world, which is what I'm doing right now, was never available, you know, 20 years ago. So you're just, it's whatever your job is, and trying to make it up that corporate ladder, right? Trying to be your best. And so that's what I did. I had, you know, I worked for Dell, and I worked for Brain Hunter, which was like a staffing company, and I worked for Workopolis. So I was always in that kind of like sales and marketing grind. But, you know, when I was at Dell, I was salesperson of the month a few times. Like, I moved into management really quickly. The only person who moved into management quicker than I did was Steve Proger, who we both started at the same time. Big up, shout out to Steve Proger. who very instrumental in my life when it came to that side, that point. You know, we were older guys, you know, in a young man's world at Dell, and we decided, look, man, I don't want to stay in this fucking home business, home, you know. I didn't want to stay where we were, so we said we're going to work from open to close 30 days as hard as we can and see where this takes us. And that's what we did, man, and we just destroyed records, breaking records, and a few of us did it anyway, and just, you know, Steve became a manager very quickly in the business side. We moved to business and management, and then I, you know, followed suit. But, you know, I've always been that way. Like, I've always been a person, like, if I'm going to be doing this job, I'm going to do the best I freaking can. I'm going to dive right into it. I'm going to try to move up the ladder. I'm going to try to become manager. I've always been a leader. So, that came from even when I was playing beach volleyball. I'd be the guy who would take all the fight up, all the players. Okay, guys, let's do some extra, you know, let's do some extra strength and conditioning. Or even when I was, you know, on all of my sports teams, I was either, you know, co-captain or captain, you know what I mean? So I was always put in that leadership role because I was able to get the best out of people. I'm trying to, you know, you're put on this earth for some things. You have some skills, right? So you've got to try to figure out what are the skills that I'm really good at and how can I parlay them. So I found out very early that my, you know, I have very good motivational, inspirational, and leadership skills. So that's where I tried to create, you know, I took that skill set and I pushed it. Okay, well, this is a skill set that I can use to help me throughout, you know, wherever. Whether I'm like perfect at the job or perfect at like leading, that will get me into management faster. I can learn all that shit that you need to learn in management, but, you know, because I show that leadership quality and helping people and positive. So, but there's other things I'm shit at, right? So I'm not like, I'm just highlighting what I'm good at, but there's a lot of things I'm horrible at. So like admin shit. Anyway, so you guys know the 9-to-5, you know exactly what it's all about. You know what it is. You're doing it now, or you were doing it. And yes, we do have to do it to a certain extent. You know, it's going to shape us because I would not give up the 9-to-5, the grind, the what I've learned. I learned so much in working with people, working, you know, with coworkers, working, you know, sitting in front doing, you know, presentations in front of presidents and executive directors of companies and, you know, in front of groups and you know, totally. You learn so much. You learn business acumen and, you know, you learn how to close. Like it's incredible how much you learn. And you got to take all those little skills that you learn, because once you gather all those skills and you decide one day, you know what, or like, let's say you're close to retirement, you want to do something else. Well, you're going to take all those skills that you've learned and apply to whatever you're passionate about, and boom, you're just going to explode. Right? You're going to explode. You're going to use the skills that you've learned throughout your years and explode. So that's literally what I didn't know at the time, but like my teens, 20s, and 30s was setting me up for the explosion that happened in my 40s. That's totally what it was. I didn't know that. I'm not saying that this is something that I planned, but I didn't know that. So, you know, in my 30s, I realized very quickly that, you know, I like training people, and I got, you know, became a personal trainer outside of, you know, the 9-to-5. And I was doing very well in what I was doing. I was in management. I was creating, revolutionizing job boards and some of the ways job boards are used with associations. And I'm not going to bore you with all that shit. But anyway, so getting in the presence clubs and stuff. So I was really, you know, I was doing really well. But I was also doing a lot of fitness stuff. So I was posting. YouTube just became big. This is probably 2009, I want to say. I think my years are all screwed up. Maybe it's even earlier than that. But just when, I think 2007 or something is when YouTube really became YouTube. And so I started posting videos of my workouts and kind of writing a blog and creating my own little Funk Roberts fitness blog. And, you know, would only have like my volleyball friends and my, you know, my work people would be on my newsletter, and I would just, cause they would always ask me about working out. So, and I had a passion for that. I would come home and, you know, write my blog and post videos and all that kind of shit. So here I am doing all this stuff. And then, but I'm also making six figures, you know, I'm making six figures. I'm enjoying the job. I'm working from home sometimes. So, you know, it's great. you know, I'm getting to travel with my work. So it's not a bad job whatsoever. It's actually a great job. You know, I loved it, but I wasn't passionate behind it. I was more passionate about, you know, creating programs, or sorry, you know, posting blog posts and helping people with their fitness and their health, because that's when the internet started to blow up and you could see, wow, you can actually reach the world with this blog. You know, the more people who see the blog. And then I created this program that went really viral, 4-week Spartacus program. I don't know if any of you guys are listening to this that have been following me from the get-go, but you know that the Spartacus workout, that was the one that set me, that blew me up. Spartacus workout, really. You know, there's one thing that's gonna, you know, that didn't blow me up. That just set the tone. That gave me the momentum that I needed in building a list. Not gonna bore you with all that. But what I'm gonna tell you is that, you know, in my 40s, making six figures, and knowing that I was spending, you know, I would come home from my 9 to 5, go to the gym, come home, shoot videos, create like workouts and blog posts all the way to like 2 a.m. and then do it again. And, you know, and the stuff I was doing when I got home was passionate. It's like a hobby, right? But I was very passionate about it. I wasn't making any money, but I just was passionate. People would always say, man, you give out so much information. How come you not make money? Everyone used to say that. It would be like, man, you're such a, and they would just like cut me up. You're a loser. You're putting out all this information and you're not making any money from it. Like, you should charge this and you should charge that. And like, all these people had all this useless suggestions, right? Like, I knew it came from a good place, but they were just, those people had no clue what they're talking about. So I knew that. Like, I can see bullshit meter, and I can see stuff that, oh yeah, I know, yeah, that's great, yeah, but you have no clue what you're talking about, but yeah, okay, right? I can see that a mile away. I know that's one thing that I'm good at as well. So like, when guys are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna start this program, and like, oh yeah, yeah, you can start this program, yeah, you know, they're not gonna start this program. You're gonna bullshit yourself in, and I got this injury, and oh, I can't do this. No, I'm not gonna do. Oh, you know, I'm not ready yet. And fuck, bullshit, man. That's fucking bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. You're scared. You're a pussy. That's what it is, 100%. Because you know that you need a program. You know that you need to change your health. You know you need to change your life. You know that you need fitness to help you, you know, increase whatever your value system is, whether it's work or your family or your business or your, you know, sports team or whatever it is. And you're given this here. This is the solution. Here are the answers to the test. No, I'm not ready yet. Oh, yeah, I'll get to it when I'm like, no, you're just scared. You're a pussy. You don't want to be uncomfortable. You don't, you're afraid. You're not stepping up and being the man you're supposed to be. I can see that a mile away. I see it all the time. How many times that's happened to me? How many times did that happen to me with this the Over 40 Shred program? I sent out I'm going off on a tangent here. That's one thing you're going to learn about me, is I go on tangents, but I'm giving props to the betas who did the Over 40 Shred program. And for all you other guys out there who are hopefully listening to this podcast, I hope you take this message. And I'm not shitting on you, but I'm calling you out, because this is what this whole podcast is about. It's about helping men over 40, 50, 60, 70 be over 40 alphas, be the man they're supposed to be, step up and be that man, regain their man, regain their manhood, right? Stop lying to yourself. Stop playing games. You know, stop hiding behind, you know, whatever you're trying to hide behind. Take responsibility, you know, never give up, persevere, be uncomfortable, have integrity, have truth, have confidence, be a leader to your family, leader to your friends, leader in your community, be a role model, be positive, strong, be healthy as you can be, the best shape of your life, have no fear, step outside your comfort zone, treat women with respect. You know, be able to be humble and laugh at yourself, but be a solution seeker. Don't complain. You know, like, these are the things that make us men, made those men in the, you know, before World War II and World War II, the men. Life is hard. Life sucks. Life hurts. Life is tough. And what's been happening now is guys are like, oh, it's too hard. oh no, I can't do this. I like chocolate too much. Like, who the are you fucking kidding me right now? Who doesn't like chocolate too much? That's your excuse? I like chocolate too much? Come on, man. Step the fuck up. And I don't care if I'm hurting your feelings. That's the whole point. The whole point is for you to go, oh shit, the light just was turned on. I've been a pussy forever. No disrespect there's no disrespect to anybody. I'm telling you how it is, 100%. I see it every fucking day. Everyone's got excuses. Oh, this and that. Oh, I can't. Oh, I'm too busy. Fuck you. You make time. You become a man. You make time. You take responsibilities. You stop bullshitting. That's what it is. You bullshit yourself. You lie to everyone and to yourself. You know, you hide behind shit. Then you become depressed. And God knows that in my community as a black man, you can't talk about that, but you got to talk about it. And you got to be a solution seeker. You got to come on, man. You got to stop fucking bullshitting. That's what it is. Stop the lie. Stop bullshitting. And take responsibility and take heed of your life and hit your potential. You got to be uncomfortable, man. You got to live life uncomfortable because that's where all the greatness happens. I see it every day. I sit and I look in my Facebook group, private Facebook group, Over 40 Shred private Facebook group for the guys who have the program, the Over 40 Shred 30-day program or 90-day program. Or the belly fat shred program. These guys, the results are insane. Insane results. But they worked at it. Because I'm coaching them. And they're doing the work. And I'm just giving them the tools. But they're doing the work. They're staying consistent. They're changing their life. And it's changing their life. Like, they're changing their health. But it's changing their life. They're able to enjoy what they value. So I know, I see that bullshit meter all the time. So that's my underlying reason, because I'm not bullshitting you. The reason I put this podcast on is to change the lives of men over 40. Is to give you guys the information that is very hard for you to find. You can't find this information online. It's very hard to find how to work out for a man over 40, what to eat for a man over 40, what are the best recovery strategies for a man over 40. Why am I feeling this way as a man over 40? Right, there's great stuff for women over 40, 50 and 60 grow. Tons of information. There's tons of information for young cats in their 20s and 30s and crazy workouts. And there's tons of diet plans, like restrictive diet plans, like, you know, these paleo diets and keto diet, low carb, low fat. But there's nothing that is going to help a man over 40, 50, 60, 70 with all of our natural things that happen to us naturally. Are, you know, testosterone levels are lower than when I turned 30, and unbeknownst to me, my testosterone levels started to drop 1.5% per year. That's because when you turn 30 as a man, your testosterone level drops 1 to 1.5% every year. Oh, this is science, man. I don't just throw this shit out. You know, you'll see that my program is backed by research and science 100%. I'm not here to push my program. I'm actually here to give you guys this information, share with you, not just myself, but bring on professionals who will help us as men over 40 become men, regain our manhood. I lost it. I totally lost it. In my 30s, I lost it completely. I was bullshitting. I was lying. I wasn't living the over 40 alpha code. And you slip sometimes too, right? Sometimes even in my 40s, I slipped a little bit, not doing some of the things I was supposed to do. And I'm like, catch yourself. Are you living the over 40 alpha? I'm going to get to that later, but in another episode. I want you to know that when you listen to this show, when you listen to this podcast, you're going to get information that's going to help. You're going to come away with information from whatever show that is. Something, I want you to come away with one thing that you like, oh, man, that's perfect. I'm going to try that. Or, yeah, I'm going to start that. Or, oh, God, okay, that's amazing. Oh, I just learned something. Like every episode, I want you to learn something. This episode is the maiden episode. I just wanted to talk about myself because I won't be able to talk about myself a lot. I just want you to know who you're listening to, right? Why should you listen to me? And I'll get to the whole where I know where you're coming from because, like I said, I started doing this online program online, and so I'm switching back to the program online. And I realized that if I wanted to pursue this the way it needs to be pursued and not bullshit away with these, you know, oh, I'm not making money, because at a point it did get to the point where, listen, man, okay, at first I understood you got to share and you got to give your best, and you got to give your best content, and you got to give, you know, tons of free content, which I still do to this day. Tons of free content. Every Tuesday I go on YouTube and you'll see a new workout. Lots of free content on the blogs. But I then also realized that, shit, I got to make money. I got to make money on this. But if I want to make money, I got to take this to the next level, 100%. I can't just do this half-ass. So I walked into my president's office, and lo and behold, okay, I'm done. He's like, no problem. I totally understand. You know, we support you. We're on your newsletter list anyway, so we're getting all your shit anyway. And this is something you're passionate about. We'll miss you. And that was it. I didn't even tell my wife. I came home like, all right, I no longer work at Workopolis. I am now doing this full time. And she's like, you better get to work, motherfucker. You better get your ass upstairs in front of the computer and get to work. And that's what I did. Right? That's what I did. I got to work, man, because I was passionate. So I had no problem teaching myself things and learning things and creating things, creating products for people. Anyways, so that was in my 40s. But before I got to that point, I was 200, it was 39. I was 39 years old. And, you know, I was still working out and I was still posting stuff on YouTube. And hold on, I can't hear myself. Okay. Still posting stuff on YouTube. 39 years old. I would go to the gym like 6 days a week. Right? And before I was jacked. But I never had ripped abs. I always wanted those ripped abs. I always wanted, like, you know, I'd look on the cover of magazines. I'd be like, I want that. You know, I'd be like, I want that. I want to be ripped, man. I want to, you know, I was big into bodybuilding. So, like, you know, Flex Wheelers and, you know, Ronnie Coleman's and Sean Ray's and Vince Taylor's and, you know, Serge Oliva. And I could go on and on, man. You know, Arnold, obviously, like that. I would read Flex Magazine and Muscle and Fitness throughout my whole life. And then when I was in my late 30s, I was like, all right, I'm getting big, man. I'm getting big. Because, you know, when you're in your 30s, you're still going out to clubs. You're still going out to bars. And as a guy, you want to be, like, big, right? You want to wear the tight sweaters. And, you know, you want to look big. And you want to impress the chicks with you know, your biceps and your chest. Not knowing that chicks love abs, but anyways, so, you know, you try to get big, you want to intimidate other guys in the bar, and, you know, so I was getting big, but I wanted abs, because I knew that that's the difference, man. You gotta have abs. All this big puffy shit nonsense, which is what I was big and puffy, and I didn't like it. And so in my 30s, I started to, like, you know, my sex drive was going down. You know, I literally wasn't even interested. And my, you know, I was getting injured a little bit more, you know, and my energy levels were getting sapped. My mood was shitty. So I started drinking more and using drugs to try to, you know, mask it, lying a lot, you know. And, you know, I felt my metabolism was slowing down. I couldn't eat, you know, what I wanted to, and not put on weight. And my progress in the gym was, like, at a standstill. Like, literally, I was 215 pounds of puffy muscle, big and puffy, for, like, a full year. And even at one time, I was like, okay, you know what? You know what I got to do? I've got to change things up then. Like, I got to work out more. So I would go, like, 6 days a week. I would do more cardio, which at that time was, like, walking on the treadmill or running on the jogging on the treadmill at medium level for, like, 60 minutes, and then go and push weight. You know, I was doing, like, the bodybuilding style splits, like, you know, biceps and triceps on one day, and, you know, it was arm chest day and legs. And, like, I was so focused on that whole thing, and I turned it up a notch. And then I would do, like, a low carb diet, lots of protein. And I think I even got worse. I think I ballooned up after think about this. 39 years old, okay, the thing that you think would be the common thing to do is, okay, well, maybe because I'm not getting results, I've got to work harder. So let's put more volume. I've got to cut my calories. So let's cut the carbs out because, you know, I'm reading that carbs make you fat. Even as a fitness professional, I bought into all that shit. And let's do cardio, long cardio, because that's how you lose fat. You got to get in that fat burning zone. And that made everything worse. And then it wasn't until the day that my workout partner looked at me and was like, man, it must frustrate you. I'm like, why? Well, you're definitely the hardest working guy in the gym. You're here, you're dedicated an hour and a half every day, 6 days a week. You know, you're a dedicated man and you still look the same. Isn't that frustrating? And at first I'm like, fuck you, like, are you kidding me? But then when I went home and I took off my shirt and I looked in the mirror, I was like, because, you know, you're wearing long shirts. When you don't like what you look like, you it's very easy never to look in the mirror. I could go a long time not looking in the mirror with my shirt off. That's what I meant. You know, after the shower, your mirror's fogged up. Anyways, you don't see yourself. You know, so many ways to hide that. Big shirts, big clothing, whatever it is. But, you know, when you're in the gym and you have your tank top on, it's perfect because you're hiding all the flaws and you're accentuating all the things that look good. Okay, my biceps are good, so I'm going to make sure I wear a shirt that shows off my biceps. Well, my chest looks good, so I'm going to make sure I wear a low-cut shirt. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of shit that goes through my mind. You know, that you think about that shit, man. What's going to accentuate what I love about me and what's going to hide all the rest of the shit? Anyway, so when he said that, I went home, I looked at myself, I was like, holy fuck, look at you. You are a puffy motherfucker. And this is not what you want to look like. Something's wrong because you've just turned it up a notch for the last 2 months and you look worse. Because you're thinking you look better. Sometimes you think you look better, right? Because you're doing all this stuff. So you can trick your mind into thinking, listen, man, I'm gonna stop and tell you something. This is what we do when we reach 40, 50, 60. Two things happened to me, actually. We live in the age of remember when and I used to be. That's where we live in. Oh, I used to be this. I used to be a Division I hockey player. I used to be a D1 basketball player. I used to be, you know, a professional beach volleyball player. I used to be, you know, a track star. Oh, I used to, you know, play baseball. I used to, you know, run track. Like, I used to. All these guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s, I used to. That's the fucking biggest thing. Here's a wake-up call for all you guys who use the I used to, because I used to do that as well. Well, I still do. I said I used to be a beach volleyball player. I just talked about beach volleyball the whole podcast. But what also happened to me was very shortly after that, I was in the gym and again, I think there was a kid in there in his 20s and I remember my partner, my workout partner was like, yeah, this guy used to be like a professional beach volleyball player and was like one of the best in Canada. And he looked at me and was like, what happened to you? Like, what happened? And that's the thing that we guys have to understand. The young generation who we're telling we used to, they don't give a shit. They don't care what you used to be. It's what are you now? Look at you now. What do you mean you used to be? I don't care. I don't even see it. There's nothing you can show me pictures. And from what I'm looking at right now, that those pictures mean nothing to me. Because that's what it means to them. Nothing. They honestly look like, if you're a coach or anything and you're telling your kids how you're awesome and you're way out of shape, honestly, you're not getting any respect from those kids. A lot of times you have to shout your way to get that respect. But if you're in shape and you're fit and you're living a lifestyle, then you can boast about that stuff because you're living it, right? It's always, oh, I used to do this and I used to do that. And we live in the I used to. And sometimes we look in the mirror and we still see that kid that we used to be. We can trick our mind into looking at the mirror and go, oh, yeah, there he is. There's big, there's Al. There's old Al. Hey, poke high, quarterback, Al Bundy. Yeah. Fuck, man, we all do it. We all do it. But honestly, no one cares. No one cares. Nobody. Your kids don't care. Your kids only care about who you are now. And you should only care about who you are now too. Those days should have been, should be learning experiences to how you're going to get yourself back into that shape again, because you were going to get yourself back into that shape. Remember when you used to play Division I basketball, you used to play Division I football, you used to play, you know, pro hockey, semi-pro hockey, you used to do all that. Guess what? You can get in that shape again. 100%. It's tough work. It's consistency. It's resilience. It's never giving up. It's sitting outside your comfort zone, learning and enjoying the journey. But 100% you can do it. 100%. No man on this earth cannot get back to the way they were back when they were kids. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit tougher and you've got to do things differently, but you can get back to shape. So that's when I decided I got to figure shit out. I got to figure out what's going on. What's happening? Why am I like this? So I went to the doctor and he told me my testosterone levels were low. And that this is what starts to happen when you become 40. And then I started to research more about what's going on when you're reaching 40. And yes, sarcopenia happens, where your loss of muscle naturally. And metabolism slows down, not because it naturally slows down, but with no muscle, loss of muscle. And your lifestyle, my lifestyle was still, you know, I wasn't getting the right foods. That's the problem. So metabolism, I was actually in starvation mode. Doing those low carb diets, put myself in the starvation mode, which would be metabolism would slow down. But just the type of foods you eat too, your lifestyle and not working out and not exercising, that'll do your metabolism. That'll kill your metabolism. You know, mood swings because your testosterone's low. And a lot of this has to do with, most of it, in fact, all of it has to do with testosterone. Because once you change that and get your testosterone to where it needs to go, then you're going to have more energy. You're going to have a better, much better sex drive. Your mood's going to be better. You're going to be happier. You're going to build muscle and burn fat way faster and more effectively when your testosterone levels are high. You're not going to get as injured as much. Well, you know, that has to do with the recovery process, but you know, your testosterone is key. That's what you have to focus on. When you reach 40, 39, even, you got to say, okay, now I'm going to do everything I can to keep my testosterone levels or get my testosterone levels as high as possible during this time. And the cool thing is when you're doing that, I've set up a system that once you're doing that, the way the system works is, if you focus on testosterone and eating the right foods that will help boost your testosterone, but then also staying away from foods that screw up with your hormones, because it's not just testosterone that we got to think about. We have to boost our testosterone, but with boosting our testosterone, we have to focus on keeping our cortisol levels down. We have to focus on keeping our insulin levels in check. We have to focus on keeping estrogen levels down. We have to focus on keeping inflammation down. We got to focus on, you know, losing as much belly fat as we can. So in order to do that, it's a system that teaches you how to increase testosterone, what foods to eat, what foods to stay away from at all costs, the type of workouts to do that are going to maximize muscle growth, fat loss, the recovery that you need to do to keep cortisol levels down, to keep your joints in healthy, to keep your workouts consistent. And the mindset that you have to have. It's all about mindset, because if you're not ready to do anything, which is where all the bullshit comes out of people when they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I'll do your program, but they're really not ready because they haven't sat down and really put their mind in check. You know, what is your why? What are your value systems? Why are you doing this? What's going to get you through those days when you don't want to work out or when you feel like quitting or when Joyce comes to work with a cake? You know, what's going to get you through that? You know, what are your goals? Are you setting goals on a weekly basis? Are you planning? Are you preparing? That's all mindset stuff, right? Then your recovery. Are you, you know, working out 3 days a week instead of six? You know, your workouts, total body workouts, which is what they should be, you know, that are metabolic. So you're building muscle and burning fat. You know, are you eating the right foods to help metabolize, get the metabolism going, boost your testosterone, the right macronutrients and micronutrients, which are minerals and vitamins that host the nutrients that you need to boost testosterone, but also keep, your other hormones at bay. You know, that's all. Are you sleeping 7 to 9 hours? Because sleep is key. Sleep is key to fat loss. Sleep is key to energy. Sleep is key to mood. Sleep is key to production. And sleep is key to testosterone boosting, testosterone production. It may seem like, oh shit, that's a lot to think about, but it's not a lot. It's very easy, in fact. It's very simple. It's simple. It's the tough part is the change and the change of your lifestyle and adapting to the fact that you got to stay outside your comfort zone. You're not going to work out as much as you are, but you got to watch and focus on the foods that you're eating and you're staying away from. You got to get that sleep. You know, it's always hard and, oh yeah, I can't sleep. And, you know, especially with phones now and iPads and all this shit, it's very hard for us to, put that stuff down, but you've got to be disciplined. Because you need that sleep. You need to be productive every day. You need to have energy. You need to boost your testosterone. You need to burn fat. And that only happens when you're sleeping. You can have all that other shit in, but if you're not sleeping, that's going to be that missing piece. Why can't I still lose this last 10 pounds? I'm eating the right foods that Funk told me. I'm doing the workouts that Funk told me. You know what it is? I'm not sleeping. And that's hampering everything. That's boosting my cortisol levels, which is going to block your testosterone production. Right, you got to try to de-stress as much as possible because stress is a key to boosting your cortisol. We do need a bit of cortisol in the mornings specifically to get our bodies and our minds and our bodies ready for the day. We need to get that stress hormone up. But the stress hormone's got to come down in the afternoon, later in the afternoon. It's got to level off so that by the time you go to sleep, you got no stress. Your melatonin's kick in. Your melatonin hormone kicks in so you can sleep. You know, that's it's testosterone, baby. That's the key. You can go, you know, after this podcast, I'm also trying to give you guys takeaways. I want you to go get your testosterone levels checked. True testosterone levels, testosterone to estrogen. Get all that checked. Go get some blood work checked. You're 40, you're 50, you're 60, you're a grown man. Go get your shit checked. No excuses. Oh, I don't like the doctor. Fuck, who gives a shit? I don't care if you don't like the doctor. Go get it. Go to the doctor. I don't like needles. Who gives a shit? Give blood. Stop bitching. Stop pussying out. You're a man. You've got responsibilities. You're a role model. You've got a family. And if you don't have a family, you've got the people around you. You're like, meaning if you don't have your own family, you've got to step up, man. You can't. You know, and brothers, if you're listening to this, my brothers, my black, this is for everyone, but for my black brothers out there, you got to stop hiding behind all this bullshit, this ego bullshit that you're hiding behind. I see it all the time. I see these brothers who are out of shape, completely out of shape, but they're fronting like they're the shit. But they're not. They're not taking care of their family. They're not taking care of themselves. And they're just hiding behind bullshit after bullshit after bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. It's time to stop. It's time to say, okay, I got to stop this bullshit. I got to become a man. I got to step up. I got to represent. And I got to get my life in check. And that starts with fitness. That starts with my health. I got to put away the junk food and I got to say, okay, this is it. I got to eat good food. I got to eat balanced plate, carbs, proteins, fats, vegetables. I got to work out. I don't have to go to the gym. You can do workouts at home, you know, 3 days a week. I got to get my mind right. I got to get my sleep right. And I got to become a man and alpha, over 40 alpha because I see it all the time. I know the bullshit. I see it every day. I look at it. I see it. I'm like, dude, you're not happy. You're just fronting. And you got to stop fronting and you got to start living the life that you're fronting about. And that's every man. I just see it more in the black community, that's all. I like my sweets. I like my beer. I like my bullshit, man. You gotta like your health and your life and your body and your mind. That's what you have to like first. That's what you need to focus on first. Your health. You need to be there for your family. You need to be a grandfather. You need to be a role model. You know, your kids look at you, they're like, fuck, you're fucking falling apart, man. You don't want your kids having to take care of you in your 50s. Maybe in your 90s, but in your 50s? Come on, man. Step up and represent. I'm putting you to the test. Because when I turned 40 and I realized what was happening, I had to put myself to the test. And what I did was I researched and like, what food should I be eating? What food should I be staying away from? How should I be working out? I changed my workouts completely. Metabolic workouts, I used kettlebells. I did, you know, more high intensity joint friendly workouts. I wasn't working out as much. I was focusing on getting sleep. All of, and then literally within 6 months, I went down to 185, lean and ripped, like best body I've ever had. And then continued to have that body. Now I'm 49. Still 185, lean and ripped. And in my 40s, I fought a pro Muay Thai fight. Trained and fought. And I remember I was a pro beach volleyball player. I wasn't a Muay Thai fighter. So I did that in my 40s. Started two companies in my 40s. You know, quit my job to start two companies in my 40s. You know, wrote a bestseller. Got married. You know, put my kid through to, you know, was able to pay for university, for college for my son. You know, just I work for the UFC. Like, that's like a dream job. In your 40s, that's something you get in your 20s and 30s, not in your 40s, but I got it as a part-time gig. Something that I'm passionate about. I love it. Like, you know, it's just, and then being able to help millions of people all over the world. That's number one. Like, I don't give it, like, all this other shit is just social proof. Yeah. And yeah, it is to get stuff out there to people as well. But really and truly, like when I go to my Facebook private group and I see these guys posting there, they're, first of all, I see, you know, at first they're like, okay, I'm ready for the grind. And then, you know, you got to coach them through and they're having problems and, you know, it's a little bit of a change. And I'm just like, just enjoy the journey. It's all a journey. It's a marathon. This is a lifestyle. It's not no quick fix program. This is like you're reprogramming and rewiring your life and your mindset to focus on health, to focus on having the best body, being energized, being in the best shape you can, prolonging your life. And so seeing their progress month after month, week after week, it's amazing. Like it fuels me to do this stuff. So I'm like, I got to get a podcast, man. I got to get a podcast out there. I got to reach more men out there and we need to educate. And I'm getting educated on these podcasts as you're getting educated on these podcasts too. Sure. I have, you know, ones where I'll do my own thing, and give you the information that I know and that I've researched and that, you know, as a professional that, and new things that I come up against, but I'm also bringing on the best, you know, professionals in the world, doctors and fitness professionals and specialists that can, you know, nutritionalists and that can also give us insight, because I want to hammer this into you. I want to hammer it into your head, you know. Every single time you listen, it's going to be you're going to hear messages that you continue to hear. And I do that because it's like, in order for you to get good at something, you have to hear things over and over and over and over and over again. Sometimes it doesn't click the first time. Sometimes it doesn't click the second time. Sometimes it's a reminder. Sometimes after the 100th time, it's like, fuck yeah, I finally clicked. And that's okay, man. If it takes me 100 times to get to click you, I will get to you. I will help you change your life 100%. That's my goal, a million man strong, over 40 alphas. So I lived that life and I created a program called Over 40 Shred/30 Day Program. And that program is for men over 40, 50, 60, 70 to get in the best shape of their lives using mindset, recovery strategies, nutrition, and workouts. And you guys get on that right now. Get on that right now. And use over 40 shred 30. I believe you get 20% off. But here's the thing. My goal here is to give you guys the best information I can, man. I want you guys to come out of this. Even if you're not doing the program, I want you guys to come out of this with something. Every time. Today was just me telling you about my journey. And listen, I'm going to end off with something that happened to me last year. But I'm going to tell you, this all comes around. Something happened to me at the beginning of this year. This is right now as I'm recording this right now. It's November the 29th, but we've already recorded 20 episodes. So you're going to get this episode. There's going to be like 1, 2, 3, and 4, all 5 out at the same time. And then I've recorded tons of episodes. So during the launch of this podcast, just be aware that you're going to get like 3 a week, 4 a week. I'm just going to overload you for the first like 20 episodes. And then we're going to do once a week. So you can kind of sit back and digest, but I'm going to overload you with a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm hoping you download, you review, like, you know, leave good reviews, leave 5 stars, download. If you get one thing from any of the podcasts, one thing, one thing, whatever it's motivation, inspiration, you learn something, you got an aha moment, please rate this 5. Please give it a good comment. This one is just about me. I just want you guys to know who I am and why I'm doing this. I'm doing this out of passion, like 100% passion. I'm not making any money on this. Yeah, I'm going to promote, you know, my supplements and further stuff. I'm telling you that right now because I do, it does cost money to put these podcasts together. So, you know, I need to make something. And so, you know, if you guys use some of my supplements or use the program or what have you, then that'd be amazing. I love you guys for that, just to show your appreciation. But you know, I'm trying not to have to, you know, succumb to like other ads that don't really make sense. Right. So, but my goal here is like, I want you guys to be like, okay, man, I listen to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. I listen to that every week. I love it. It's like, it's just kind of like it's in my podcast circle rotation. And it keeps me, once you buy into becoming Over 40 Alpha, once you buy into that new lifestyle and health, because you got to buy into it, right? You got to be like, okay, this is it. You know, we get testimonials every week, guys who've changed their lives, hundreds and hundreds, because they use the program. It's a change, but they're ready, and they're like, okay, you know, with the new year coming up, a lot of guys are going to be, well, yeah, I'm ready. This is the year. And that's great. I'm with you. I'm there. Like, because 85% of the people, you know, when it comes to setting resolutions, they fail. More than that. Especially fitness health resolutions. Because they're all good in the first month of January when they're all excited, but then it just gets monotonous, right? You're easily distracted. But this year is going to be different. 2019 is going to be different because not only are you going to have my help coaching you through, you're going to have the podcast to keep you in check. You're going to have your Over 40 Alpha brothers to keep you in check. You're going to have a new mindset to keep you in check. And this is going to be the year. I'm going to keep you accountable, man. You're going to keep yourself accountable and motivated. I'm not motivating you to do shit. You're going to motivate yourself, but I'm going to keep you accountable. And we're going to have people on every week. And you're going to tell me who you want to have on. And you're going to give me topics that you want to learn. What do you want to learn? What do you want me to talk about? Who do you want me to have on? This is a journey for both of us. Cuz I want to make sure that I'm doing things. Like at first I'm just, you know, giving you the information that I know. And putting professionals on that I know have information that I don't know, but or that I can talk to it much better. Doctors and professionals and all the ailments and things that, you know, we suffer as we become 40. Listen, we can get in the best shape. I'm in the best shape of my life, but you have to respect your body. Our margin for error is very, very small. We can't eat the way we used to. We can't work out the way we used to. We can't drink and alcohol and booze the way we used to. We can't do that anymore. If we want to live the best life, and we want to live the best life, you want to be happy. And being happy starts with your health. Because in the beginning of the year, I was happy. Beginning of 2018, I was happy. End of 2017, I was happy. I was living what I thought was the best health. But I was struck with this very rare disease called crypto-organizing pneumonia, which is a lung disorder that happens. And basically what happens is, what was happening to me was, after I got back from Thailand, because I go to Thailand every year, and I worked a UFC event in Winnipeg. I got back, and I felt like I was having shortness of breath. And I would go, you know, do sprints on the treadmill, and like I was starting to cough. And I'm like, man, my cardio sucks, because I thought it was just a cardio thing. And then I'd walk up the ramp to where I parked my car, and I could barely, like, it'd take me like 45 seconds to regain. Like, just walking up a small ramp would take me 45 seconds. I'd have to catch my breath, like... And then I'd walk up the stairs, and the guy who used to work with me, Andy T, would be like, are you okay, man? Like, what's happening? Like, why are you out of breath? You know, and then my wife started, and I used to tell my wife, man, something's wrong with me because I'm having a hard time catching my breath, and it's getting worse every day. And I went to the doctors, and they didn't know what it was. This went on for like 3 weeks until the point it got so bad that when I walked to the washroom, which is like 10 feet away, I'd be out of breath for 2 minutes. So I'd have to catch my breath for 2 minutes. Seemingly on the outside, I looked great. I was fit. But the lung, and I don't smoke or any of that stuff, so the lungs just caved. And it's not the pneumonia that you think where I'm coughing and I'm whatever. I was fine. Like, no one would know any different if they looked at me and talked to me. It's just I couldn't breathe. And so, you know, finally I went. I had a biopsy done. You know, I thought it was cancer, obviously lung cancer. So, you know, you get in that panic mode and you go to the doctor and the hospital and you're getting all these tests. And then you realize, okay, so it's not cancer, thank God. So stress level's down. Cortisol level's a little bit lower, but you're still stressed. You don't know what the fuck's going on. And then I was on my way back home from the doctor, and the doctor called and said, get your ass back in here, man. We got to get more tests. Like, it was getting worse after they looked at some of the results, and I got back in and went to the hospital, and they checked me in for a week, and they did, like, I was on my deathbed. Like, literally, it was because another week or two, and I wouldn't have been able to breathe. So I was literally probably another week. I was on my deathbed, 100%, ready to die. They told me to come to the hospital, and you know, we're calling all over the world to figure out what you have. So anyways, they finally found out what it was, crypto organizing pneumonia, and one of the things that I had to take for it was prednisone. If you guys know what that is, it's a catabolic steroid. I heard I had to take steroids, and I was like, yes, finally. Get to take some legit steroids. Get this shit working. What? And then he told me it was prednisone. And prednisone is the worst steroid in the history of the world. 100%. 100%. It's catabolic, which means it breaks down muscle, destroys your testosterone, makes your head fucking 10 times the size. You put on weight. It's horrible. My hormones were like a woman's hormones. I was having hot flashes. It's terrible. It's terrible. Depression, everything. It's horrible. I was on that for 8-9 months. So even while I was on it, this is where I put my system to the test. Eating the right foods. Testosterone-producing foods, keeping the cortisol levels down. Going to the gym, even though I couldn't breathe, I had to rework my lungs, right? I had to strengthen my lungs, so I still went to the gym. You know, but I did those workouts, you know, metabolic workouts 3 days a week, got a lot of sleep. Like, I lived the over 40 shred alpha mode because I needed to combat the prednisone. I was taking like 70 milligrams a day. A day. Killer. But, you know, within 6 months, I think I was down to like 5 milligrams. Doctor was like, holy shit, man. What? This is the fastest I've seen. Usually people are on it for 2-3 years. Some people for their whole life. So that's when I knew. That's when I actually said I need to put this into a product because this is perfect. This is exactly what it worked. It works. So now, I you know, guys who are using the program, it works 100%. They're like, fuck, man. Results are incredible. And here's the other thing. Like I said at the beginning of this, there's hardly any information out there for us guys. There really isn't. Like, you have to search, and search. And there's only a couple of us out there who are living the over 40, like helping guys over 40, like really helping guys. There's products that people put out there, but they're not really living. You know, there's 20 and 30 year olds putting out, you know, products for guys who are in their 40s. Who still have no clue. Yes, there's products about testosterone, but those testosterone workout programs are for younger guys. Because it doesn't address everything else that guys over 40. It's not just the testosterone, although when you start to focus that way, that helps. But it's the workout volume. We can't work out the way we used to 3-4. We can't work out 5 days a week. Too much on our joints. We want to prolong our exercising. You know, we got to recover more. You know, we can't go on strict diets. We've got to go on balanced meals where you're eating good carbs, good proteins, good fats, healthy fats, and vegetables. It's actually very easy to follow, and it's very delicious. Like, if you go to my Instagram, over 40 funk, I always post my foods, and people are like, fuck, man, your foods look delicious. Like, yeah, man, I'm just eating testosterone-boosting foods and foods that keep all the other hormones away. My workouts are 30 minutes, no longer than 30. In the program, some are 20 minutes. Follow-along workouts in the program. So you just plug in, and all you need is dumbbells and body weight. And I just uploaded a body weight program as well. You know, I teach you everything. There's weekly coaching calls, video calls that I go on. There's There's so many coaching videos that I put up there. And, of course, the support group, because you don't get that support out there. Sometimes you think, oh, yeah, you know, when you're on a fitness goal, at the beginning of the year, everyone's supporting you because everyone's in the fitness school, like health and fitness and transformation. But you'll find often when you're the only poor person in your circle or in your family that's doing something, you're going to get a lot of people like, oh, you know, they're not going to give you that support that they want. They're not doing it on purpose. A lot of times it's not, you know, it's coming from a place of they just don't understand. They don't realize, oh, you know, you just told them that you're not eating sugar and they're still presenting you with sugar. You just told them that you're not drinking for the month of January because you're doing this Overfire Shred program and they're still inviting you to come out and they're pushing you. Right. Oh, you can cheat on your meal. This thing. Oh, you know, they'll do all that stuff because they have their own issues and they don't want to see you happy. But your success means that they're a failure. That's what a lot of people see. But what people don't understand is that your success has nothing to do with them. Your success is your success. And it's because you are taking heed to being the best you can be. Your body, your life, your fitness. And that's what we want. And that's what you want. And that's what this Over 40 Alpha. And listen, you're going to hear me call this the Over 40 Shred because, again, I recorded 20 episodes. So you're going to hear that. But it is the Over 40 Alpha podcast or Over 40 Shred, whatever you want to call it. But that's my goal, man. I hope you guys, you know, this was long. It's over an hour. I talked a lot, but I just want you guys to know who I am. And listen, I do a fitness retreat every year. I meet a lot of people who follow me, and what you see is what you get. I don't lie. I don't bullshit. I'm a very happy guy. I am very appreciative and grateful for all of you who listen. If you did one of my workouts, I'll probably run up to you and kiss you. That's just the way I am. I'm very loving. I'm very, very positive guy. But when it comes to this shit that I'm passionate about, I'm not beating around the bush, especially on this podcast. I'm not letting people off the hook. I'm not letting the bullshit ride. Like, I gave this program to a few of my friends and they still haven't started it. I'm like, you're a fucking bullshitter. Don't fucking waste my time telling me you're going to start something and don't do it. I'm seriously. And I'm going to say that to all of their faces. I'm going to say that to all their faces. I'm not even going to say this on air. I'm going to actually go and say, look, man, you're fucking bull. I'm meeting somebody tomorrow for lunch who I said to get on this program, and I'm going to fucking right off the bat. Don't bullshit me with your shit, man. Get on the fucking program. Stop bitching out. Oh, this is hurting. Fuck off. It's not hard, but you got to commit. And that's what you find, no matter, you know, again, I'm going to end off here because you guys are amazing and I love you. And listen, I'm telling you I love you because I do love you. I truly do. If you're listening to this, I love you, man. I love you, man. And like I said, this is me. Like, I meet people in Thailand every year. They're like, man, you're so humble. You're so, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is me. I'm happy as shit when I meet you guys because I still can't believe that people follow me. You know, it's so funny. I still can't. It still shocks me. It still humbles me. I'm just like, holy fuck. I'm not that guy who walks around like, yeah, I'm the shit. Not even close, man. Not even close. I like to make fun of myself. My wife cuts me up every day. My friends do. I'm not. What you see is what you get, man. You know, like, I do a lot of research. I try to give you the best information I can. I generally want you to be. I reap success when you reap success. I feel like I'm a failure when I don't help people. That's it. I'm here to help people. The money will come. You know, I make a good living. The money will continue to come. But if I'm not helping people, then I'm just bullshitting people. And I don't want to bullshit people. And now I'm using, this is my new over 40 is a new 40, 50, 60, 70. Now, this is new for me too. It's not new. The system's not new, but helping us brothers out, helping us men out to become over 40 alphas. This is a movement, man. This is not just a workout program. This is a movement. You're going to become an over 40 alpha. You're going to regain that manhood that the society is taking away from us, whether we want to. Do you know that testosterone levels are the lowest they've ever been? With all this stuff that we know, the science and the healthy foods and everything that we know, the testosterone levels are the lowest they've been ever. Your grandfather has more testosterone than you do. And that's just because we're everything's becoming more feminized. You know, we're not, listen, life is hard. And once life's hard now, people are just like, oh, life's too hard. Oh, this is too hard. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I like this too much. No, you got to get uncomfortable. You got to get uncomfortable. You have to get uncomfortable. You have to get uncomfortable if you want to be successful. Period. Got to do the work, man. You can't be comfortable. Oh, yeah, I know how to do this, so I'm just going to stick to this. No, I don't know how to do this, so I'm going to learn how to do this, and then I'm going to implement it. Solutions. That's what it's all about, baby. All right, I'm out. Listen, go to over40shred.com. Go to over40shred.com/30-day-program and put in over40shred20, and that will give you 20% off the $47 program. Get it. Stop bullshitting and start getting results. And let's start working together. I want to see you on that next video call that we're going to have next week. All right. I'm out. Well, thank you so much. Once again, please go. Here's your takeaway for this episode. Go get your testosterone levels checked, please. Do whatever you can. Go see a doctor. Email me at funkroberts@gmail.com if you want more help. I know that there's some like kits that you can get that, you know, you spit into something and then you go get your testosterone checked. Go get that checked. Listen out for the Over 40 Shred podcast on iTunes, on Spreaker. Download the app, the Over 40 Shred podcast app, so you get it right away. You know, it'll be on all your, if the podcast isn't where you want it to be, I will get it there. And look out for like a whole slew of podcasts coming out. Download them, please. Download them. And please comment. Give me 5 rating or whatever. Or if you just learn one thing, give me a 5 rating. Okay. All right, brothers. You guys are awesome, man. I love you. Let's do this together. Let's make a difference. Let's turn around the testosterone story that's happening right now, and let's boost that shit up, and let's be a role model to the young cats out there that we've got to work hard in our lives. We've got to pursue the best we can. We got to reach our potential. We got to stay outside our comfort zone. We got to stop bullshitting. We got to tell the truth, and we got to stop making excuses, and we can't quit. That's what we want to do. I don't have a sign off, but like I always say at the end of my workouts, get it done. Thanks, guys, for listening. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you do. Let's get it done. Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a ton of information that you can go back and actually start using in your everyday life. And if you got any bit of information, useful information or valuable information from this episode, please give this podcast episode a 5 rating. Give it a nice high rating. It helps with the podcast. It helps keep our rating high so that I can continue to bring you great guests and more episodes of this podcast. Also, please make sure you download the Over 40 Alpha podcast app. You can find that in your app store. Go down and download that, because you'll make sure that you never miss another episode. It's very easy to access. And if you haven't downloaded this yet, please download my free 1 week Over 40 Shred program for men by going to www.freeover40shredprogram.com. That's freeover40shredprogram.com. Thanks so much for your time. And until next time, get it done. Pow.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.